This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Sebastian Smee. His new book is Paris in Ruins. This is parallel universes. There's the violence of the War of 1870, the Franco-Prussian War, Bismarck, von Moltke, Napoleon III, famous geopolitical catastrophes of the 19th century. And there are the Impressionists who float above all of this now here in the 21st century, but at the time were alive to the depredations and the violence, and the war touched them all. But before the war, there was the Salon or the Louvre, two places that men and women could meet without scandal, especially if they were haute cuisine, haute bourgeois. They ate well, too. Haute bourgeois. And the Morisot family is the one we're now going to introduce because Berthe Morisot becomes the prominent female impressionist of all the 19th century. Still, she lives on in her paintings. However, she was in love with Edouard Manet, and Edouard Manet was in love with her. But, Sebastian, this is where we wandered into a Jane Austen novel. Okay, there are three sisters, Eve, Edma, and Berthe. They live very well in Passy. What do we need to know about how they came to, two of them came to be painters? How did that happen?
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, there were, as you say, three sisters. Their mother decided to give them art lessons, drawing lessons at first, in order to please their father. She thought it would be a lovely gift to present him with an artwork when they were still just children. So she would take them off to lessons every week. And Edma and Berthe, these two sisters, really took to it. And they were very close sisters. They're wonderful characters, as you say. I mean, Berthe's intelligence, Edma's as well. They were both so lively, so passionate, a little bit tempestuous, prone to melancholy, but incredibly affectionate and close. And they got very serious about their painting and ended up submitting works to the annual Salon and were successful. They were just landscapes, but they were successfully submitted, and they showed several times over several years at the Salon. So they were known as painters. But you know, they were young women, and there were successful professional women artists at the time, maybe more than people realize. But from the particular background that they were from, Berthe and Edma were both probably expected to sort of get married and give painting away and have children and so forth. And I think they're a great sort of case study, almost a scientific study, if you like, because you have these two sisters, both talented at art. Some said Edma was even better than Berthe, but one of them does get married, has children, moves away from Paris, and stops painting. That's Edma. And Berthe is still 29 in 1869 and unmarried when she first meets Edouard Manet. And, you know, her family is starting to think it's really about time you got married and had children as well. But she's devoted to her art. And she's also just met this handsome, enigmatic painter called Edouard Manet. And interestingly, he's got two brothers. So she's got two sisters, he's got two brothers, and the two families become close. But on first meeting Berthe Morisot, Manet, they meet, by the way, in the Louvre, in the galleries there. Manet invites her to pose for a painting he wants to make.
That is unusual at the time, I think. I think you said that she, in order to do that, she would need an escort or a chaperone, her mother, and it would have to be all above board. And yet, I've looked at the paintings that he made, Edouard Manet's Bouquet of Violets, and then another one later on that he made that show more of his impression of Berthe. There's no way to ignore the fact that he was in love with her. But, and this is the Jane Austen complication, he was married. He'd married a good woman named Suzanne, who was a little older than he. He'd met her in his home because she'd been hired by her parents as chaperone teachers. And they had a son that they hid, I believe, by claiming he was a nephew. And so Edward was not free to escort or romance Berthe. And Berthe has letters. She's left them behind. You've seen them. They're part of your research. Did Bert fall in love with Edward right away when she first met him, or was it a gradual thing?
It's very hard to say, but it does seem clear that there was a sort of mutual flirtation happening both when they first met and then over the ensuing months when he was painting her for the very first depiction of her. It was actually an ensemble painting called The Balcony. It's now in the Musée d'Orsay in Paris, but it's a kind of homage to or a riff on a painting by Goya called Mahas on the Balcony. And, you know, at the time, Manet was in love with all things Spanish. He loved Goya. He loved Velázquez. He'd been to Spain. And as soon as he met Bert, she really reminded him of Spanish women. You know, she had dark hair, dark eyes, a really gorgeous kind of Hispanic, if you like, look. And he thought, you'll be perfect for this painting that I want to paint that will be an homage to Goya. So, yeah, she comes to sit for him. She's chaperoned, as you say, because to agree to pose for a somewhat scandal-prone painter like Manet was somewhat asking for trouble if you were a woman from an upper-middle-class background, as she was. But they became close, and the two families became close. So, you know, every week, Manet's mother would invite the Morisot family and some others around to her home, and the Morisots would reciprocate, and a few other families were involved. Degas and his father were also hosts of these weekly soirees. So it becomes a very intimate sort of atmosphere. As you say, Manet is married, though, and that's a problem. There's always been a question about whether that marriage to Suzanne, who was, as you say, a little older and also a Dutch woman, a very gifted piano player, the question has been whether that was a sort of hasty, cobbled together marriage, perhaps because she, you know, she got pregnant, or whether there was a sincere affection there. And I think there was a bit of both.
Yes.
But it certainly was an impediment to Bert marrying Manet. That couldn't happen.
We need to learn more about Edward Manet, because he drives not only the group of men who are exhibiting in 1874, but Bert, the genius of Bert, is driven by her association with Manet. The book is Paris in Ruins, Sebastian Smee. When we come back, Violence. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.